Gabriel, you know how I hate asking you for money.
Ah, you've done it often enough. And I'd have thought that begging for it was closer to the mark. Why can't you earn a decent wage? Why don't you send those idle children of yours off to work?
But they've tried it's to.
Preposterous the way you all live. Butlers and cars and doing the season when you haven't a penny between you.
We may have drivelled money away, Gabriel, I grant you that, but we've gained something with it. Imogen and the children have gaiety and warmth of heart and loving kindness and charm.
Charm? Any low-down blackmailer has charm. Yeah, and where's this loving kindness you talk about when it comes to letting down your creditors?
If it hadn't been for that, nothing would have induced me to ask for your help.
And you're not going to get it. You can drag yourself and your fool of a wife and your precious brood through the bankruptcy court. And if it wasn't for the entail, I'd see to it that you didn't get a penny of the Lamprey money when I die. As it is, I shall do my best to cut you out of as much of it as I can.
Oh, my God, Gabriel! I wish there was some way I could cut you out for good.
Oh, I've had as much as I'm going to take from you. Violet! Violet! We're leaving at once!
We present Jeremy Clyde as Chief Detective Inspector Allen in A Surfeit of Lampreys by Niall Marsh.
It's Lady Violet.
The lift's coming back up. What the devil's going on?
Gabriel! Oh, my God, the poor fellow. Robin, for God's sake, get the children away. Henry, ring for a doctor as quick as you can. I think you'd better contact the police.
Oh, Bathgate, my dear chap. Look, I don't have a second. Something rather urgent's come up.
I know, that's why I'm here.
What do you mean by that?
The murder of the Marquis of Wotherwood.
Well, he was still living, the last I heard of it. How on earth did you get the news?
Frid telephoned me.
Frid?
Frida Lamprey. She thought it might be a bit of a scoop for me, and that if I were there, it might keep the other news hounds at bay. You will let me come along, won't you?